Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's March 19th, 2014, and let's get straight into the news tonight. Soldier killed in Crimea, possible false flag to start war. The conflict is moving from a political one to a military one because of Russian soldiers. This is central banker Yatsen Yuk, and he said this at the defense ministry. Today, Russian soldiers began shooting at Ukrainian servicemen, and this war crime is without any expiry under the statute of limitations. But on the other side of the ranch, there was a report from the BBC website, and it said that the men were unidentified and the commander was taken into custody by Russian soldiers. And eyewitnesses told the BBC that armed men arrived in two unmarked vehicles, storming the base and firing automatic weapons. So you have to be careful where you get your sources. You know, the information does conflict oftentimes in the mainstream media. So don't believe the hype all the time, but definitely keep an eye on stories like this. Regardless, you got your senators like John McCain here in the States pushing for war, beating the war drums. He wants war in the Ukraine. He wants war in Syria. He wants war in Libya, everywhere. So you got to be careful about these things. They want to further the agenda of the military-industrial complex. And somebody who's stopping this thing dead in its tracks saying, hey, I don't want anything to do with these war drums. I don't want anything to do with the illegal spying and all these other things going on. Rand Paul, he's very concerned about who's in charge of our government. Libertarian Kentucky Senator Rand Paul warns in a speech today that he believes U.S. spooks and shadow government agencies are, quote, drunk with power, and that the elected representatives are privately afraid of those operating behind the curtain. If the CIA is spying on Congress, who exactly can or will stop them? And that's a very good question, because we allowed the CIA to run wild for years. Even Jesse Ventura has talked about this, how the CIA is operating domestically and they're not supposed to. So we have the CIA spying on Congress. Even Mrs. Feinstein, the senator, the gun-grabbing senator, said, hey, I don't want the CIA spying on me. Of course, she thought it was okay when the NSA spied on you and me. But when the CIA looks at her, she said, hey, I don't want anything to do with that. So to you powers that be, definitely realize that if I don't have my rights, you don't have your rights either. So I know it hates you. You hate it, and you don't want anything to do with it. But if you want to have your rights, I have to have mine, too. You have to fight for me, too, as well. And somebody that we need to fight for, people who are victims of police brutality. We have this video, kid screams in agony as cop snaps his arm. Now, I want to caution all of our viewers, this video is very graphic. It is very intense. So be aware of that as we go to this clip. And it was hard to hear over the screams, but I think the police officer said, it's okay, it's all right. I just twisted your arm and broke it. And, you know, but that's okay. And this is the kind of tyranny that we talk about. You know, everybody will ask, you know, what's this tyranny, this imagined tyranny that you guys keep talking about? Well, you know, situations such as this, such as here in the city of Austin, Texas, where the police can show up to an innocent man's house, shoot his dog and walk off. Oops, I'm sorry. Or right outside the city of Austin, they can tase a kid, drop him down to the ground, bust his head open, and now the kid has brain damage. Or as we saw on the Alex Jones radio show today, they said you can't have custody of your child because you have something in your house that somebody may want to break in and steal. So now you're responsible because somebody may break into your house for your big screen TV or whatever else that you have inside your house. Now you can't have your child. That's tyranny. It's not imagined. It is very much real. And this is why we have to stay sober and vigilant. Do not relinquish your weapons. Psychologist to line Boston Marathon route. This is an article by Adan Salazar. The unprecedented effort is being taken in attempts to accommodate spectators or racers who may be feeling a little more on edge, a little more tearful perhaps, or a little more irritable and less patient, a psychologist tells CBS Boston. You know, the people who are probably feeling a little more edge and a little uncomfortable with their surroundings. How about the people in Watertown where the authorities went house to house, forcing people out at gunpoint to check their residences? I bet those people are a little bit more on edge these days, wondering when and if this thing could happen again, just as we saw in Hurricane Katrina. Though that never happened before. Hurricane Katrina, door-to-door confiscations, running up, putting guns in people's faces. Sir, can I please search your house? And like, well, he voluntarily complied to walk outside his house, even though I put a gun in his face. That's the new America. They'll come put a gun in your face. I experienced it. A guy didn't put a gun in my face, but he comes up to my apartment. Sir, get inside your apartment. I was like, I can't be any more inside my apartment than what I am right now. Guy comes, slams my door. They love to run around with a black ski mask and all that. That's the new America. So unfortunately, this is the way things have turned out to be. But hopefully, you know, we get enough people, law enforcement and military, we can turn this thing around so we won't have to worry about things like this in the future. But, you know, for right now, they are going on because we have the ATF. The federal judge blasts the ATF for their stings. You know, this is when the ATF isn't running guns into Mexico or raiding Ares armor. You can see that story on PrisonPlanet.tv on the Alex Jones radio show. A federal judge in Los Angeles blasted the ATF for sting operations that he said unfairly enlist people in made-up crimes by offering them a huge payday for robbing non-existent drug stashes. So basically, this is an outrageous and unconstitutional thing, and the judge ended up throwing out the charges against a man arrested by the ATF over one such sting. And this is when the ATF isn't busy losing their weapons, and I'm not talking about the guns that walked into Mexico during Operation Fast and Furious. I think it's since 2009, the ATF agents have lost about 50 of their personal defense weapons, you know, leaving them in bathrooms or at the park or wherever else in the at the gym. Just complete silliness. They can't keep track of their own firearms, but then they want to come and tell you that you can't have a firearm. I found out today by watching the Ares Armor interview that if you have a shoestring, and I just found this out today, if you have a shoestring that's, what, 14 inches long, that's considered to be a firearm or at least a firearm component by the ATF. Complete lunacy, but they want to come kick in your door and take you to jail and take away your property that you have every right to have. It's complete lunacy. Another thing that's complete lunacy, the attack on women. You know, we have the InfoWars magazine, this current month's issue, that's the attack on men, but Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson have the attack on women. And there are 10 examples here, but the one that hit me most is number 5. And this is feminists ignore plight of Muslim women. Now, I'm not pushing for Muslim measures, but I think it's very intriguing that nobody seems to care about these ladies who are having very real tyranny thrust upon them. While there are innumerable examples of women being persecuted in the Muslim world, from their characterization as terrorists simply for driving in Saudi Arabia, to genital mutilation in African countries, to stoning in places like Afghanistan, establishment feminists are too busy pursuing inane and offbeat causes such as Wikipedia being too masculine in order to focus on actual examples of oppression. And this is exactly right. They're busy trying to ban words such as bossy and just silliness altogether. But meanwhile, you have real attacks, physical attacks on women, and nobody seems to care about this because I guess it's not trendy. It's not the Twitter following of the week to actually do some real work for women. And, you know, meanwhile, they're running around, maybe not these ladies, but yeah, the feminist free bleed movement. I'm not exactly sure what that's about, but I can just say I wouldn't like to see a bunch of guys running around free ejaculating. And we'll end tonight with this segment. Government agency, if 9 substations are destroyed, the power grid could be down for 18 months. And this is a very real scenario because you remember we already seen the sniper attacks where the guys picked off a sniper substation, knocked out the power and so forth. So they're saying if, you know, if 9 of these things are taken down, we could be in a bit of trouble for a while. According to the Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission's latest report, all it would take to plunge the entire nation into darkness for more than a year would be to knock out the transformer manufacturer and just 9 of our 55,000 electrical substations on a really hot summer day. And this is bearing in mind that substations have very little to no physical security. And the article goes on to point out some of the things you would be without if you were to be without power. Now, these are common sense things, but just keep in mind, you won't have your internet, your phone's not going to work, the ATM machines aren't going to work. So, you know, if you need cash, if the rent's due and you don't have any money, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Every time I go out, I hear these guys talking about, you know, who does this anymore? Like, I went out to an electronics store, a music store, and the guy was like, who buys CDs anymore? But I guess he has this trendy list on iTunes. Or I was out at the store, and some guy was like, who pays with cash anymore? You know, because he has his little debit card that, you know, if a magnetic strip could knock that thing out, and, you know, he won't be able to get his funds. But, you know, we live in this digital world where nobody wants to have any hard assets. So I guess those guys will be in a world of hurt if a grid-down situation actually occurs. So stay tuned. After this break, we'll have more special reports. David Knight is going to be talking about the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center. You don't want to miss that. And also, I'll be talking to Victoria Montgomery of Open Carry, Texas. She's going to be talking about the police showing up to people's houses who have tattoos of guns. You know, first it was you can't have a high-capacity magazine or you can't have a military-style rifle. Now, if you just have a tattoo of a firearm, the police will show up at your house. So stay tuned for both of those. But first, if you like this broadcast and you would like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, so much more right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for more special reports.
My friends, we have done it. With Dr. Group's help, we have developed the ultimate male vitality supplement with 8 concentrated super herbs. This is the answer to the globalist war on male vitality with the estrogen mimickers they've added to the food and the water supply. And now our test pilot, our Chuck Yeager, Dr. Edward Group, is here to test his greatest invention. Doctor?
Thank you, Alex. I will now take 2 droppers to test this ultimate male vitality formula.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a momentous moment. Thank you, Dr. Group.
I will activate my muscles by doing push-ups.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the move. This is unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see what happens right now. Oh, my God! What the hell? Wait. Get out of here. Shut this down. This is not safe. This is not... Hold on. Settle down. Get another doctor. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with him. Help him. Ladies and gentlemen, we did not intend for that to happen. I take it personally. Do not have those problems. Again, these are authorized herbs, well known to be safe. Please, doctor, wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to cut to commercial for just a moment. Cut. Get everybody out of here.
Super male vitality. It's awesome. Just not this awesome.
Oh my God! What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen, the dramatization you've just seen is just that. It is satire to illustrate in a satirical way the incredible power of super male vitality. It will not turn you into Conan the Barbarian, but it will help block some of the estrogen mimickers and reportedly let your glands produce the natural hormones your body needs. It also does have some other side effects in the human testing that we discovered, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to illustrate right now what that is. Let's see if I can do it again. It takes some focus. Up, and away!
Start your journey to super male vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has long been the think tank hatching the idea of vast right-wing conspiracies. SPLC is the source behind some of the most outrageous enemies lists being compiled by Homeland Security, fusion centers like the MIAC report, and emails and policy statements by the military. SPLC creates the boogeyman, writes the script, and Homeland passes it off to the police, who are trained to associate political speech with a threat to their personal safety. And it's not just political speech. Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking religious freedom, calling it hate. This line of attack has been promulgated within the military. The free exercise religion of those in the military is being attacked as not just hateful, but conflated with the racism of the KKK. It's an interesting comparison for the SPLC to make, since it got its start in the violent racist confrontations of the 60s. On May 20th, 1961, when a busload of black and white freedom riders arrived in Montgomery, Alabama, they were met with what Time magazine described as an idiot club-swinging mob of about 100. In this picture, we see SPLC founder Morris Deese's first client. The man on the ground with the camera getting kicked by Klansmen? That's not Morris Deese's client. This is Deese's client. Deese didn't defend the Freedom Riders who were viciously attacked, bloodied, and had their bus set on fire. Deese defended the KKK thug, the ringleader. And he got him off, in spite of it being widely reported, like this article in Life magazine. And Morris Deese got paid a lot of money, $5,000, which at the time was the median family income for a year. But this is what his bio on the SPLC website says. After launching a law practice in Montgomery in 1960, he won a series of groundbreaking civil rights cases. Maybe he should amend that to say that he won for the Klan, a leg-breaking case against civil rights activists. Morris Deese would have us believe that sometime after he got Klansman Claude Henley off, sometime after he cashed the check, that he decided that he would start suing the Klan for cash instead of defending the Klan for cash. Maybe it wasn't a moral epiphany, but a financial epiphany. He could make much more money doing direct mail fundraising to the public than he could suing. Criticisms of the SPLC from the left focus on how little it does other than fundraising, how much money it hoards for its endowment, and how much money it pays multimillionaire Morris Dees. Alexander Cockburn described Dees and the SPLC this way. Ever since 1971, U.S. Postal Service mailbags have bulged with Dees's fundraising letters, scaring dollars out of the pockets of trembling liberals aghast at his lurid depictions of hate-sodden America in dire need of legal confrontation by the SPLC. Cockburn wrote in 2009 how Dees and the SPLC were spinning the election of Barack Obama. What is the arch salesman of hate-mongering, Mr. Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center, doing now? He's saying that the election of a black president proves his point. Hate is on the rise. Send money. Without skipping a beat, the mail shot moguls who year after year make money selling the notion there's been a right resurgence out there in the hinterland with massed legions of haters have used the election of a black president to say that, yes, hate is on the rise in America, ready to burst apart at the seams, with millions of extremists primed to march down Main Street draped in Klan robes, a copy of Mein Kampf tucked under one arm and a Bible under the other.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. The police state is cracking down so hard on gun owners that you will have the police called on you if you have a tattoo of a firearm. For more on this, we have Victoria Montgomery of Open Carry, Texas. Thanks for joining us, Victoria.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I saw this article, police called over Maine man's gun tattoo, and I said, I know somebody who has a gun tattoo. Victoria Montgomery from Open Carry, Texas. So what are your thoughts about this?
Well, as somebody who also has a gun tattoo, I definitely can see how overbearing the reaction was to this. I also have a pistol tattoo, but mine is on my hip rather than on my stomach. And like if I'm wearing a bikini or something, it might look as though I have a pistol tucked into my bikini. So I've never had anyone actually freak out and think, wow, that tattoo must be real. Because unless you go to like a multi-$1,000 tattoo artist, it's going to be pretty obvious that there's not actually a gun in your waistband. But yeah, I have seen some really good ones. And, you know, it's just very interesting that this shows just how much further we have to come as Open Carry Texas and as gun-friendly organizations. Because the narrative with the media is now, to the public, if you see a gun, you need to call the police, no matter if it's on somebody's t-shirt, like the kid in West Virginia who was in eighth grade, had a gun on his shirt, and he was arrested for it and suspended. Or the child who chewed a Pop-Tart and shot the gun.
ate his Pop-Tart the wrong way and got in trouble.
How does that even represent a weapon? How can a Pop-Tart even simulate?
Well, it goes to simulate the complete lunacy of the no policy, you know, the no tolerance policy. If you even eat your Pop-Tarts the wrong way, we've seen reports of the kids bringing in little army men or a t-shirt or a picture of their dad. You know, my dad served in the army and he's holding a gun. That's against zero tolerance.
Yeah, it's definitely gone too far. I mean, this man, I believe his name was Michael Smith, you know, he's, works the night shift, it's 10 in the morning, there's guys outside removing trees or whatever, it's loud, he needs sleep. I understand, I used to work the night shift, actually, as a 911 dispatcher. And, you know, he's tired, goes out there probably in pajama pants, not wearing a shirt, and they see the gun tattoo. He's not like, having his hand near the gun tattoo as though he's going to magically draw this gun from his waistband that is a tattoo. Nothing threatening, you know, not, I'm going to shoot you, nothing like that. Yet they still called the police. The police show up with actual guns, assault rifles, if you will.
Yes.
And, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, I'm 6 months pregnant, and after I have my daughter, it's going to be in the summer, we plan on going to the beach. And in a bikini, yeah, you'll be able to see my gun tattoo. Does that mean that SWAT teams are going to descend on the beach because I have a tattoo of a gun visible on me?
They just might. Don't give them any ideas. And we saw the picture of the gentleman. He has the tattoo near his waistband. He also had tattoos of flames on his arms. If he has tattoos of flames, why don't you call the fire department? You know,
right.
The guy's on fire. Get the guy some help. But it's just a complete lunacy, like you're talking about, the kids with the Pop-Tarts, or the kids bringing the army men to school, just any type of thing. We've seen reports of a gentleman who was on a bus talking about guns. You know, he had gone to the gun show or whatever the week before. He's on the bus talking about his gun, and then they come and arrest this guy for talking about a gun in the United States of America.
Right. And it's definitely interesting to see how we've come as a country where once, you know, guns were respected and a gun was an everyday commonplace thing, which is what Open Carry Texas is trying to do. You know, our organization is trying to familiarize people with seeing a gun in the public, which is again why we want to get open carry of modern pistols passed in addition to pre-1899 curio and antique firearms and replicas. Not firearms. Because they're not considered as firearms according to Texas Penal Code. They're considered weapons. But, you know, like we carry long rifles all day long, and AK-47, and AR-15, whatever the case may be, people are no longer calling the police every time they see someone walking down the road with a rifle. So that shows that we have made progress. This past weekend, on the anniversary of C.J. Grisham's arrest, we held a recreation of that hike and hiked 10 miles, the route that he and his son were planning on hiking for his son's merit badge. All of us had rifles, including myself, and we walked the 10 miles in the rain on very busy highways and roads, and a lot of people saw us, yet
nobody called the police. Now let's backtrack a little bit for the people who may not be familiar with the case of C.J. Grisham. He is a military, well, still active duty, almost said veteran, he's still active duty. He was out hiking with his son. He's in the area where there's a lot of wild game. He had his firearm on him for protection to protect himself and his son. He encounters a police officer. The police officer completely freaks out, confiscates his weapon. He goes to trial, as Mr. Grisham does, and I believe he was found guilty of what was the charge they trumped up on him?
Interfering with a police officer's duties.
Yeah. So because he says, I'm a citizen in the United States of America, and I don't want to turn over my property. Now he's a criminal in the eyes of the law. So, Victoria, tell us about some of the more recent things that have been going on. I know you guys had some battles with DPS. Where's that at? Texas DPS.
Well, Texas DPS has been hassling us at the Austin State Capitol. Again, there's apparently some administrative code which doesn't allow you to come onto the Capitol property with a long rifle or a pre-1899 black powder replica or antique, which is interesting because you can walk inside of the Capitol building with your concealed carry handgun if you have a CHL. However, I can't walk around the Capitol lawn, for example, with a black powder pistol in my holster, or even a toy one for that matter. C.J. Grisham was arrested again on Veterans Day of all days. We had a lot of veterans down there, and he had a pretty obvious toy black powder pistol.
Yes.
In holster. I mean, it was plastic. It was very easy to tell. Yet DPS surrounded him, told him he needed to leave with his weapon. He said, I don't have a weapon. And so then they arrested him for public trespassing and resisting because he didn't like the way his arm was almost torn off by the officers.
Yeah, and it's completely ridiculous because we even saw the situation. I believe the gentleman's name was Gary Webb, the gentleman in the wheelchair who was arrested. He was actually concealing his firearm, but then he shifted his weight in his wheelchair and the officer saw his firearm and arrested a man in a wheelchair. And I personally, just me myself, at the Capitol have seen four individuals arrested, Terry Holcomb, AJ, Justin, you know them, and also Mr. Webb. And these are just the people I've personally witnessed on the some of the tracks I've made out there. So, Victoria, in our time left, tell us what's next for Open Carry Texas and how we can keep up with your organization.
Well, on March 30th, we are going to be having a walk in Garland in response to apparently someone was falsely arrested there. And we're also going to be doing a walk just to raise awareness in Harker Heights, Texas, outside of Killeen, with a pretty busy intersection. So we're going to get a lot of attention out there. On April 5th, I believe we're going to be having a rally in Alvin, Texas. And then on April 11th, we're going to be having a gun rally here in Temple, Texas for the opening of the Libertarian Party Convention. So definitely there's lots of walks going on. You can also check on opencarrytexas.org or our Facebook page, Open Carry Texas. Again, we have walks basically every week all over. We have many chapters all over the state. I mean, we have a big group down in the Rio Grande Valley. We have a big group in Dallas, Corpus Christi, all over the place. So there's definitely a lot of ways to get involved and show your support with the Second Amendment and open carry in general, if you so choose.
All right, Victoria. I can see your dog right there. He's ready for you to go. Victoria Montgomery, Open Carry Texas, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that just goes to show, you don't have to be a man to tell him to come and take it. You can be a lady as well. And you don't have to say come and take it. You can say Molon Labe. That's right. At the InfoWars shop, we have the ladies Molon Labe shirt. So get yours today at the InfoWarsShop.com. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.